Good morning. It's the 7th of November. I'm continuing with the exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. We finished yesterday with words from Mark 14. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. There are three points to note. One, we can do nothing about. The other two lie within our powers. The weakness of our flesh, watchfulness and prayer. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober, wrote Paul in 1 Thessalonians. Again, there are three points. Beware of sleep, which is the counterpart of the weakness of the flesh. Watch individually and collectively. And sobriety, meaning to be temperate, circumspect, calm, collected. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer, wrote Peter in his first epistle. Peter uses another word for sober, meaning to be in the right mind, sound, exercising self-control. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, wrote Paul in 1 Corinthians, and then again in Colossians, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Here are three more points to note. This time, all are spiritual antidotes to slumber. Continuance in prayer, watchfulness in prayer, and thanksgiving. Watching and remembrance are once more linked together. We cannot remember what we do not know. We ought to know. It is what we have received and heard. That is what we remember. The word for remember is the verb for the device we sometimes use to remember things, mnemonic. It means to be mindful, to make mention. And so we read in Hebrews 11, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Being mindful is another verb from the same noun. All of us are remembering many different things all day long. We always remember what is important to us. If, therefore, we forget the food of life, it is because it has not occupied the prime place that it should have in our minds. Paul told the elders of Ephesus that they would not be left to their own devices in the fight against slumber. There is spiritual food to give spiritual strength. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Commend means to commit to the keeping of. So Peter wrote, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Paul's message was that the strength Christ's followers need is available from God. Think of the times that Christ's ability to help is mentioned. In Jude, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Or in the second epistle to Timothy, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And in the letter to the Hebrews, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted. There are many more passages in that vein which should strengthen and comfort us in these difficult times. Thank you for listening.